fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 4th day of February, 2007, and this is the John Moore Show coming to you from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. Good to be back. This is our second hour, and we have a special guest who is waiting with bated breath to come on and inform you of all the wonderful things that she knows. Our special guest is Barbara Canfield, master dog trainer, the owner of a business called Aramis Silverman's, located in Viburnum, Missouri. Barbara, are you there?
I'm here, John. Hello.
Hello. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Barb, I have to admit, despite my extensive military experience, I never was around dogs much as a kid, and I've become a dog owner about 3 years ago, and it's been a wonderful experience for me. And, of course, you and I have become acquainted and friends these past few months, and I've come to know you and your business and be around these just wonderful purebred Dobermans that you've got. And like I was saying off the earlier in the show, it's just an absolute delight to be around these purebred dogs. These puppies are just so happy and healthy and excited to see people and be around people. And that's a big part of what you do, isn't it, Barbara, the socialization of these pups?
It's a big part of what we do. They're handled and socialized daily, and they're meant to be multi-purpose dogs, very well suited for companion as well as personal security. So it's nice to have a dog with really stable nerves, pronounced courage and drive, and also something you can have around your children, and that's the most important thing. A lot of people are afraid to get working dogs, especially of the German lineage, because they're worried about the temperament. So that's why it's important to purchase a dog and, you know, do your background checks and do everything you can on your research. Find out where you're getting the dog from and what their main focus and objectives are, basically, as a breeder.
Absolutely. Now, you told me a little story, and I think this would be interesting for our listeners about, we got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 4th of February, 2007, and we are interviewing Ms. Barbara Canfield, and we're talking about Dobermans, and we're talking about Czech German Shepherds. And there was a film, Barbara, I understand, a film quite a few years ago that got your interest in Dobermans. What was that movie?
That was the Doberman Gang. It came out in 1972.
1972. Whoa.
Yeah, the first
that's
time
a while
I saw
ago.
It.
And what was the premise of the film?
Well, basically, they trained six Dobermans to rob a bank, and they trained them all with these silent whistles. And this is something that people still do. Dobermans have a high trainability level. They retain what you teach them, and they're very willing to please you. So naturally, these whistles were all keyed on different frequencies, some of them more high-pitched than others. One dog had a certain task to open up the door to the bank. Now, the dog ran in, put the note on the counter. Oh, you had to see it. It was an incredible movie. They gave the note over the bank counter. They filled all the saddlebags that the dogs were carrying. And then the dogs on cue ran out of the bank one by one as each would hold the door open. And it was amazing. Just inspired me. Steve Welsh was the trainer of those dogs back then. And he's also one of my clients now. He purchases dogs from me to sell to his clients.
Well, that's quite a compliment because he could buy, and he's only going to get his dogs from the best place. And he's chosen you. And that's an extreme compliment.
It is. Well, we maintain the high standards of working quality and correct working structure, so he's really pleased with that, and real nice temperaments.
Well, that's neat. My wife was just saying off the, during the break here that she'd like to get a copy of that film from our, for our grandson. So I'll have to check out Walmart or someplace, see if I can get that.
eBay is the best place for that.
eBay, yeah.
eBay, yes.
Yeah, we can get anything on eBay, including an aircraft carrier. I know. Barbara, we need to get some contact information out here. What is your phone number, please?
Our business phone number is 573-244-5858.
5858, and that's area code 573. And the website address, please?
We're at www.amarisdobie.com, and that's AmarisDobie.com.
Well, I've got your website here in front of me, Barbara. I have to admit it. It's very professionally done. This is not some high school's, IT project. It's very professionally done. Easy to navigate. Now, people need to know that if they mention the John Moore Show, they will get a 5% discount, don't they?
Absolutely. Just let us know where you heard us.
Well, that's good information because anytime you can save a few bucks, that adds up, and people are always looking for a bargain, and that is very, very important. Now, you mentioned earlier, and I want you to emphasize that, and you didn't mention this, but there's a guarantee that comes with your dogs. Please tell us about the guarantee.
Well, the guarantee is a written lifetime temperament guarantee. We guarantee that the dog will be compatible with the situation for which he was intended and purchased for. So if you're looking for something for personal security, you would want something a little more alpha with pronounced drive and courage and hardness. Not the dog for everyone. You need to have a trainer. You need to have a plan. So those particular dogs are very well suited to compete in Schutzhund work. They excel in police, military, really nice, stable dogs. So
well, just like it sounds like you're just like a Green Beret recruiter. You can pick out the alpha males pretty quick there, can't you?
Don't you want the best?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. If somebody agrees to purchase one of these dogs from you, how do they get the dog to their home?
We drive them right to their home. We don't put anything on a plane. All our dogs, it's all included. They're hand-delivered, driven right from our kennel right to their new owner's home.
Well, I know the man who does these deliveries for you. He's just the nicest guy, and he's a dog lover also.
I know. We get compliments about him all the time. We're very pleased.
Well, yeah, he's the real thing. He's an Air Force veteran, a decent guy, a reliable guy, and he loves dogs. And you couldn't want a better person making these deliveries.
Absolutely.
Now, you also do Hollywood comes to you also. Tell us about that.
Well, I started out training these dogs for movies back when we were in California. My husband was stationed at Coronado Island, and I lived around Palmdale, California. And I trained the dogs that were in Death Becomes Her with Meryl Streep, Bruce Willis, Goldie Hawn, and also in True Lies. It was Nitro and his daughter that were in the beginning of that movie.
Really?
And yeah,
I'm learning some stuff here myself. Neat.
We have movie rentals now. It's a lot easier to just train the dogs and send them out on location rather than me go out as a handler and bring them down there and worry about, you know, being away from my family and stuff. It's a lot easier just to send them out as a rental.
So when this is fascinating. Now, at the receiving end in Hollywood where the film is being made, there is a dog handler waiting, I assume.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the two of you coordinate as to signals and training and how to accomplish these goals?
Yes, each dog is trained for a certain task. If we're doing a chase scene, a ball is thrown down a corridor, which is actually a set, and the dog with cameras rolling on wheels in front of him is capturing every single ripple of the muscle, saliva coming out of the mouth, and I'm just throwing the ball down a corridor or the handler, and the dog is chasing it. When it's computer-generated with the actor, it looks like he's 6 inches away from the back of him.
And amazing.
Like that dog is hot on the tail.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, that's neat. These Czech German Shepherds. Tell us about the Czech German Shepherds.
Well, my opinion, they're the superior breed. I mean, they're unsurpassed regarding the working quality, the hardness that they produce. We have DDR lines, which is a Deutsch Democratic Republic, and better known as East Germany.
Okay.
These dogs, they were used in both World War One and Two, mainly by Germany, but the Americans and Brits were so impressed with them, they brought them home. Actually, Rin Tin Tin was originally from France. Everybody knows Rin Tin Tin.
Right.
And he was bought back to America by an American GI.
Okay.
And, after the First World War. And he went on to make 26 movies, and then he died around 1932.
Right.
Not a lot of people know this. And these dogs were used with paratroopers, out of helicopters. They had these certain harnesses attached right to their self where they were jumping out of the plane
right.
with the dog in front of them rather than the dog jumping by themselves.
Well,
very successful.
The dog handlers I've known that were in Vietnam, I know because I've interviewed enough of these men, the dogs and their dog handlers saved countless lives because of their keen sense of smell and hearing. They were able to spot enemies and spot other things that could hurt people well before the human beings could spot them. And so it's the use of dogs in war has a very long history, and these are the ones, the dogs of choice, aren't they?
Yes, they are. The German Shepherds were very successful because of their superior tracking abilities, so they're used still by the military for bomb detection, landmines. Now, the Dobermans excel in different areas. The difference between that, the Doberman and the German Shepherd is the Doberman with a cropped tail would not give away the position to the enemy. That's where they were superior. They would stand perfectly still. They were black as night. And with the ears cropped, of course, it's more cosmetic than any other reason, they had keen hearing. So they would pick up on any sound, saving many, many of the soldiers' lives. And there's a very, very large bronze monument in Guam dedicated to the Dobermans and Shepherds and other breeds that have given their life in the name of war and service.
Now, going back to the cropped ears, is that anything other than a cosmetic thing?
No, it sure isn't. There's really absolutely no reason for it other than breed standards.
Okay. I just wanted to get clarification on that. Once a person takes delivery of one of these pups, I assume there's a period of time where they become bonded with their owners. And at that point in time, once they're bonded, they become quite loyal, don't they?
Yes, they do. Trust is something that's earned, not just given. So, of course, you know, to handle the dog with respect, you get respect. And you have to take care of this puppy as a little baby, just like you would a toddler. And that little toddler at 2 years, 3 years of age, one day could be grown up to be a sumo wrestler. It could be a warrior, a soldier.
Right.
But, you know, inevitably, they're in diapers, and you have to care for them, just like a puppy.
I understand. Now, if a person chooses to, they can take delivery of the pup after it's had training by you as well, can't they?
Yes, we do offer pre-purchase training programs, and this is basically designed for people that don't have the time to set up a proper curriculum for the puppies. And that's kind of like our job, and we do it here. We send them a dog that possibly would have house training, basic obedience training, right down to a full-on competition-ready dog.
Well, I've seen one of your trainers at work there at your facility, and he impressed me as a dedicated, sincere young man who was looked very professional to me, walking and stopping and walking and stopping. That was a little exercise they were going through. And it impressed me that this dog was certainly learning what it was supposed to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I start the dogs on their basic training, and I'm able to pass these dogs off to my assistant trainers to put through their paces. So once I complete the basic obedience, that walking and stopping that you observed was actually called an automatic sit. The dog will stop every time and sit down when the handler stops automatically, meaning by itself.
All right. I see you got a new graphic here on your website. Never forget September 11th. I don't remember saying that before.
It is new. We've had it. We just had it posted recently.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting artwork. Who did the artwork?
I'm not sure who did that artwork on this. One of my clients sent it to me that has military background.
It's like a pen and ink. Yeah, it's very well done.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little story here about the kiss, about a pregnant dog that was saved by a fireman, and a photograph of the pregnant Doberman looking at the fireman's face.
You know, that's incredible.
It is. We had
that's the stuff that makes it all worthwhile when you see stuff like that.
I understand, and I agree, absolutely. A friend of ours, my wife and I, has a search dog. I don't know we got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Barbara Canfield, and we're talking about Doberman Pinschers. afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10-plus years, and this is a way to help your lead-acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had, plus maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks, and that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomiketango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call. And these devices, these power pulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead-acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Nobody does. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 4th day of February, 2007. And we are visiting with my friend, Barbara Canfield, the owner of Aramis Dobermans. You still there, Barbara?
I'm here, John. Hello.
Oh, hello. Now, we talked about the temperament guarantee, but we did not talk about the health guarantees. And there are several different types of health guarantees that come with these animals. Please explain.
Well, we also give a lifetime parvo guarantee, which is for parvovirus, for free replacement in the event the dog should die of parvo. They have wonderful inoculations before they leave here and a very strong immune system, so they get that from their mothers. We support it with the inoculations and require them to do follow-up. This way the dog has everything he needs. We've never in 28 years lost a dog for parvo that was vaccinated with our parvo and given to owners where we've had to replace one, so it's a very good program. We also offer hip and elbow guarantees, guaranteeing that they will certify with the Orthopedic Foundation of America, other known as the OFA.
Okay.
And then we guarantee against distemper, hepatitis, and leptospirosis. Not too many cases of those anymore. However, we still offer those guarantees.
That's good. Now, we have to mention, and you and I talked about this a few days ago, you do offer, unless people don't want it, you do offer the microchip in the dog. However, if people don't want the microchip, they can be had without that. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. As long as they request it in advance, we'll be happy to place them a dog without the microchip.
Okay. And that's That's real good, and I know our listeners will be real pleased to hear that. We do have a caller. You ready for a call, Barbara?
Sure.
We've got Ron from Texas. Ron, are you there, sir?
Hi, JR. This is Ron again here. Barbara, it's good to hear you. I just heard part of the broadcast. The only reason I called in, for a number of years, I had a couple of Labrador Retrievers that I was, they're no longer with us, you know, but I had a couple of Labrador Retrievers that I took from pups all the way up to, they didn't go to utility, they went to open. Anyway, I could have gone beyond that in training. And I'm just wondering whether the Dobermans that you train, for the way you train them, would be suitable for AKC obedience training also.
Well, they have been doing that for many, many years. My personal findings with these dogs is they're just very successful for multi-purpose use regarding companionship right down to protection. They do utility work. You know, mainly my feelings on that is the dogs are trained relentlessly hundreds and hundreds of times to perform the same task
right
in front of the ring stewards and judges, and that's usually why some of them do pin. I like a dog that's effective, that can think on his own feet. If I'm incapacitated down on the floor, this dog needs to be able to think for me and protect the family, guard the body, whatever the case is.
Right.
So we're not too much into the trophy end of things. The trophy will never save your life.
Yeah, I was just wondering how adaptable they are. I know they're really bright dogs. I really know that. I have a friend who, as a matter of fact, did use them for obedience training. He was a trainer. He's a trainer in the business with Joyce Morgan here in Austin, and he had an interesting occurrence with a Doberman. He was working on his car, and his neighbor came over, and his neighbor knew the dogs, you know, presumably. But he said, "Hey, John, will you hand me that wrench?" You know, and the guy went for the wrench and headed towards John, and the Dobies both jumped up and knocked the guy over.
Wow.
But I mean, you can understand the point. They were really protective. They didn't hurt the man beyond that. I'm saying that because they just were automatically protective of him.
Well, a lot of that comes out of loyalty, so I could understand that. I've seen and witnessed that many, many times throughout the years.
Right.
In many situations.
Yeah, so I'm not knocking it in any way. I'm saying, you know, they were not gnawing on him or anything like that. But it's an automatic protection thing, and I like that quality in a dog.
It's interesting.
Labs don't tend to be that way. You know, they tend to invite the burglar in, you know, in that area.
I understand.
But I enjoy the training. The other reason I gave a call, since you were a trainer, and I did that for quite a few years. I no longer have a dog that's really suitable for that training. But I emphasize to people how important it is to train any dog, because the loyalty really, really gets tremendous. It's just an amazing transformation that occurs when that does happen, and then you have reliability in a dog, and you can call the dog or whatever it is, and the dog will bond to you, become affectionate. In the case of the Labs, I'm sure they would have protected me, it's no question, but it wouldn't have been like a Dobie or a Rottweiler.
No, I agree. Well, the Dobermans in general have that psychological deterrence about them. People are intimidated by the Doberman or the Shepherd. When they see you just walking down the road, they will cross the other side. So you have the advantage right there, and that could possibly avoid confrontation. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it really is. That's really what it amounts to. And I have, when I had the Labs, who were black Labs, and a friend of mine, I was initially afraid they were just valuable dogs. I said, you know, maybe somebody will steal them. And she just broke out laughing. She said, "Black dogs? Are you kidding?" People just have a fear of those dogs. Thanks so much for what you're doing. And, again, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to train a dog rather than just have a dog, you know?
Exactly.
Ron, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Barb, let's get your contact information out here. What is your phone number, please?
Our phone number is 573-244-5858.
And the website?
It's amorousdobie.com.
Okay, I will have a link up as soon as my webmaster gets back in the office tomorrow. We'll work on that and get that up this week. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 4th day of February, 2007. We're visiting with Master Dog Trainer Barbara Canfield from Viburnum, Missouri. You there, Barbara?
Hi, John, yes.
All right. I was just looking over some photographs of, how do you pronounce J-E-R-O?
Euro. That's pronounced Euro.
Euro. This is one impressive animal. I mean,
Czechoslovakian Shepherd.
Czechoslovakian Shepherd.
Yes, he was a German Shepherd from the elite Czechoslovakian Border Patrol lines. He's actually a son of Congo Baikar.
Amazing, amazing looking animal. Just the photographs in person. I've seen this dog in person. It just gives you the impression of strength and power, all the strength and power you would ever expect a canine to ever have. That's the visual impression of this animal. Very, very impressive.
Super with children. He just absolutely loves my son. He can be handled by most anyone, but there's another side. You don't want to be on the business end of that dog.
Oh, no. No, this is a serious animal, a real serious animal. And we need to tell people that if they choose to visit your website and possibly purchase an animal, they can get a 5% discount, can't they?
Yes, they can. Also, let us know that they heard us on the John Moore Show. and we'll gladly give them a discount. We also discount the police, military, active duty, and retired, also EMT and firefighter.
Well, now, can they stack these discounts?
No, they can't be combined. Sorry.
They can't be combined. Okay, well, I gave it a try.
Yes, you did.
Well, I don't blame you. You have a lot of overhead. I've been to your place, and to have what you've got set up there and keep the people working and cleaning and training and feeding and bathing, this is quite an operation. This is no part-time deal. This is a serious business, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Our dogs have staff, a lot of staff, and they're maintained. They're cleaned constantly. Their kennels are sanitized. They're fed 2 to 3 times a day. Their water is changed and always fresh.
Well, that's clear. I mean, when I was there, I was impressed. It's not some part-time deal out behind the house. This is a professional setup with all the professional equipment and dog runs with nice concrete floors. Very, very nice. Very well done.
Thank you.
Now Barbara, I'm learning about dogs, and do you have any books you can recommend people that if they're getting into, or do you sell books, anything like that, or training videos to help people?
We haven't gotten around to penning a book, although I'd like to. I have been asked throughout the years to put some of my training techniques into video clips and put them together and make videos. I spread myself too thin as it is, so maybe one of these days I will.
Well,
there are some good breed-specific books out there. You just want to get a good breed-specific book like the Doberman Picture, the Pincher. It's mainly coffee table quality. Very, very large book, and it has a lot of details regarding the care of the ears right down to training techniques.
And the title of this book is The Doberman Pincher?
The Doberman Pincher.
Okay, well, that's an easy title to remember.
Yes.
Well, that's excellent. That is absolutely excellent. Now, it is very possible, I want to cover some ground we've already covered, it's very possible to have a dog to be a companion for children, and if the glass breaks at 2 a.m., to be a absolutely ferocious guard dog. Is that correct?
It is correct, and they're very territorial that way. They are very compatible with children. They're very trusting. They use their head. They go through a thought process. A lot of people don't think dogs have a process. It goes back to their training and blueprints of their genetics. When you breed solid temperament, you get solid temperament. So we never skimp on the quality there. They have to be like that on both sides, not just the sire, both parents.
Well, we all of us hear and read about these stories about dogs, the pit bull especially, with these incidents where things happen. And that's a result of what, in your estimate, where things happen that should not be happening?
Oh, that's just mishandling of the breed. The breed's a wonderful breed. I have them in my classes all the time. It's usually the people that make the mean. They're not born that way. They're born innocent, sweet, and people make them mean. So they have no bad temperament. It's the people that bring it out. And the dogs are mainly abused and pushed over their limits.
And then we get these tragic incidents that we all hear about and read about in the various news media outlets. Well, that's good to know that it's not the dogs, it's the people.
It's the people.
Absolutely. That is.
The chihuahuas that are biting people, they don't make headlines. That's embarrassment. So it happens all the time. A chihuahua will grab your leg, bite right through your skin. But
oh, they will.
You don't hear about that.
I was walking past a very small dog. I don't know if it was a chihuahua 20 years ago, and I wasn't paying much attention to it. It didn't even come up to my knee, and it ran behind me and nipped me right above the ankle. So, small dogs do that all the time.
They sure do. It's just when a Doberman or Shepherd or a Pit Bull does it, then it makes headlines. But, you don't report a chihuahua biting you. You just keep that in your closet somewhere.
Well, it would be embarrassing to admit you were bit by a chihuahua, wouldn't it?
I agree.
Absolutely. Now,
but it happens.
Barbara, when somebody was to call you and talk to you about dogs, you could help steer them to get just the dog they need with just the training they need also, can't you?
Yes, we do have guidelines that we fill out, which is kind of like a selection guide. They need to tell us what they want to use the dog for so we can select the proper temperament. If they have 6 kids, elderly parents, you do want a more docile, laid-back dog. You really wouldn't want a working dog unless you have a trainer that's in your area that's willing to work with you. We can do the training here, too, but you're more than welcome to select your own trainer, and we can, you know, guide you. But if you want a serious working dog, you need to be able to handle the temperament. It's not your mother's dog.
Now, Barbara, you've turned down potential owners of dogs, haven't you?
We turn them down all the time. They'll come here with a pocket full of cash wanting a dog. I don't feel sometimes they have good intentions with the animals. When they say, I want an attack dog, that's usually the biggest red flag that they can put in front of me.
Right, right. Well, that's good to know that you're following the ethics of your heart and the ethics of your profession and turning down people who have no business with large, powerful animals that will be eventually mistreated, in your opinion.
Yes, we have a contract. Basically, we don't want these dogs tied up in backyards. They have to avow they're going to be family companions. They want to use them for a certain purpose, and you can tell that when you speak to them on the phone.
That's good. You've been doing this long enough that you can figure that out in just a very few minutes, can't you?
28 years I'm doing this, and I'd like to think I'm a good judge of character. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I made a wrong selection.
Well, absolutely. That is reassuring for all of us. Now, how many dogs do you have for sale at this moment in time?
At this moment, we have pups on the ground that are about 8-9 weeks of age, and we have about 6 of those available. We have a younger litter that's 5 weeks of age, and they'll be available in approximately 3 to 4 weeks.
So the age where they're suitable for delivery is how old again?
Approximately 9 weeks of age. We like to crop the ears between 9 and 10 weeks of age.
Okay.
Prior to placement. This way it's done. It's a horrible thing for a novice to have to go through, so we take the initiative and responsibility on our
right.
end and have it done prior.
Right, right. Well, it is kind of funny to see these photographs of these dogs with their ears all taped up, but that's part of the program, isn't it?
It is. We call them cupheads in that stage. And there have been people that get the little baby bonnets and put them on top of the cup and just tie it underneath their chin. And, you know, it's real cute.
Okay. It is cute.
I have pictures, John.
I've seen some of the photos with the little Santa Claus outfits and different things. It is definitely
mm-hmm.
cute.
It is.
And I guess the dogs are young enough, they don't feel humiliated, do they?
No, they don't. When they're cropped at this early age, it becomes a second skin to them, basically, the ear taping process. We put the ears up in post, and, you know, initially we crop them here. You know, our vets do it, of course, in Salem. But it's just training. You train the ears, you retape them once a week until about 5 to 6 months of age, and then you're done.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, I'm just kind of curious, how much food will a full-grown Doberman consume a day?
A full-grown adult, male or female, approximately 3 cups twice a day, and that's about an average.
Well, that's really not a huge amount, is it?
No, we use a really good premium food. We're using Royal Canin, and we're very successful with it. We also use Solid Gold or the raw diet.
Okay. I'll make some notes here for myself. Solid Gold is one, you say?
Yeah, Solid Gold. They have a really nice bison formula. It's called
uh-huh.
Wolf Cub.
Uh-huh.
It's bison meat.
Bison meat, all right.
Bison meat, high protein, easy
okay.
to digest. Yes, a superior food.
No kidding. So these dogs think they're eating up buffaloes, huh? Because they are.
Pretty much. Or the raw food. We're a lot of big advocates on the raw food diet, better known as the BOSS diet, and that's biologically approved raw foods. It ranges everything from deer meat to bones. They must have the bones, vegetables, and fruits. And then we supplement, of course, with wild salmon oil. They have to have the fatty and folic acids to balance all that out.
Well, these dogs have a more balanced diet than a lot of human beings, I know.
I'm betting that. No fried foods. I'm betting that, too.
Well, the best man at my wedding, a very dear friend I served with in Vietnam, he used to tell me that the three basic food groups were beer, pizza, and ice cream.
No, not with my dog.
Oh, scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I know. Human beings, what they do to themselves. Well, that's fascinating. Is it a dog being by itself with a family doesn't feel any need for canine companionship? Just people's enough?
They do bond to their family. I would suggest any canine still be socialized with their own species. I mean, you can get down on the floor, you can play with your dog, but they mouth each other and they use their paws and they have their own little moans and groans that only they really understand, of
right.
course, with the eye contact. They really do need to interact with their own species. It's a little a mental thing. It's part of their balance.
Right, right. Well, we have a second dog here at our place, and I've noticed the exact kind of behaviors you just described, the mouthing and the sounds they make and the paws. It's a really a dog thing, isn't it?
It is a dog thing, but they're very successful, you know, just bonding as a one-owner dog to a particular family. They actually become family members at that point, and that's the types of homes we look for. But you can take your dog to a dog park. You can arrange neighbors coming over for play dates, believe it or not.
Right.
And you still can interact your dog. They really do need that, because if you don't, they'll become dog aggressive, and then you'll have more problems with them growling and wanting to get to other dogs because they really don't know how to act. And it's usually the people causing more problems, trying to pull them off and no, and yelling that
right.
causes a stir. If you just leave them alone like they would encounter each other in the wild, normally they'll sniff each other and go away.
Well, then that socialization, I would assume, should begin at puppyhood and continue onward, shouldn't it?
Yes, it should. We started here. We have a solid curriculum that goes into the puppies before they're even placed. They're handled daily. They're socialized. They're handled by children and their friends. They interact with young puppies, older adults, of course, their mother and litter mates. So they really know the pecking order. We don't allow a more submissive dog to be thrashed by the older puppies. We would remove them and put them with a puppy of more equal temperament.
Right.
But once they start getting rolled by other puppies, that could really do a number on their temperament.
I understand that. It sounds like you have a very good sense about how to evaluate these dogs and treat them accordingly.
They're evaluated on a daily basis by myself, and we do it under different circumstances, different flooring, rugs, whether it's concrete, whether it's hardwood, whether it's tile, different times of the day. So we just don't catch the dog on a good day or in a bad mood on another day. So it's just a constant thing. We're always making notes of, you know, what really is going on with the dog, and our main objective is to place them in a proper home.
Well, I understand that. Well, Barbara, you've been doing this for 29 years. You think you might make it a career?
Well, it's my life. I would imagine so.
Okay. You're at a point where the people who want the best dogs, regardless of price, regardless of location, come to Barbara Canfield. That appears to be where you are. And that is an excellent place to be, no matter what your career field might be. I'm at that point as a private detective, and it must be some real peace of mind and some real gratification to know that you're at a point where the people who want the best dogs, the best trained dogs, the healthiest dogs, come to Barbara Canfield in Viburnum, Missouri. That must be very reassuring.
It is. To be a success, you have to like what you do, and it's also my blood, sweat, and tears that goes into this place, and, you know, I feel I've earned that rite of passage at this point.
Well, it's your passion, and I can tell that just being around you and being around everything that goes on up there, these Dobermans, these Czech German Shepherds, they are truly your passion. You know, I know a lot of guys that sell guns, and many of them would just as soon sell refrigerators or shoes as sell guns. There's no passion, none whatsoever. But that's not the way it is with Barbara Canfield and amorous Dobermans. It is truly your passion, and it shows in everything you do, the attention to detail, the quality of the dogs, it shows up at every step of the way. And I'm really pleased to be associated with you and to promote this on the air here. Let's get those phone numbers and that phone number and that website out again, please. The telephone number is?
Okay, we're at 573-244-5858. And
the
website address?
Yes, please.
Is www.amorousdobie.com.
Well, like I said earlier, we're going to have a link from my website to your website, hopefully before the end of the week is over. My webmaster is a busy guy, but I'm just going to encourage him to do that and get that up. So people are used to going to my website for new and interesting things. And I work hard, Barbara, to try to find whatever I can find that will be helpful for people to be better prepared to deal with an emergency or hard times or a criminal event, whatever it might be, that they can be better prepared. And your dogs, your Dobermans and your Czech German Shepherds, certainly appear to be very unique and very well suited for those purposes. Now, yes. Go ahead.
They are well suited. I agree. I like to always be prepared, and that's having the advantage. And that's what the bottom line is, having the advantage.
Now, in a crisis like aftermath of a earthquake or a tornado or a hurricane, what help could the dog be in the aftermath of something like that, in your opinion?
I would basically say security. If the windows are broke out and there's, like what happened down in Katrina, many people wanted our dogs at that point. They're also used in tracking and scent discrimination with law enforcement. So having a dog around is the advantage of having peace of mind. Children are being yanked out of their bedrooms these days and, you know, and kidnapped and stuff. When you have a dog, they're your eyes and your ears, and you can sleep at night. You hear a noise, you have time to prepare for that event and to grab a firearm or think about what's going on. But your dog's already knowing it and already dealing with the situation, putting his own life on the line. And that's instinctual behavior. There's really not a lot we have to do to bring that out in our dogs.
Absolutely. And I agree with you, absolutely, Barbara. If there's the kitchen window door window is being broken out at 2 o'clock in the morning, the dog's going to be on top of that in a heartbeat. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm. There will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 4th of February, 2007. We're wrapping it up here with Barbara. I don't want to be just rushing off to say goodbye as the music's starting here, Barbara. I want to thank you for your time and ask you if you have any final comments before we give your contact information one last time.
I've enjoyed talking with you, John. It's been great. Our dogs are just superior in the way of protection and family guardianship, and it's nice to have good temperament. That's the main thing right there. We've got to finish the training on their end.
Absolutely. I was just looking here one last time at another dog, Cairo.
Yes.
This is one impressive animal. My goodness.
That was my big boy that you met that day. That's my own personal guardian. He's like my own bodyguard. Very effective dog.
Oh, 31 inches tall, 115 pounds. Looks like solid muscle and bone to me.
He is solid.
Amazing, amazing. Let's get that contact. We're gonna be out of time here for momentarily. Telephone number, please.
That's 573-244-5858.
Website address?
www.amorousdobie.com.
Great. And if people mention the John Moore Show, they will get a 5% discount, correct?
Yes, they will.
Barbara, thank you very much. I'll let you go here while I wrap up the show.
Thank you for having me, John.
Thank you. You're welcome. And that was Barbara Canfield with Amorous Doberman's Master Dog Trainer. I'll tell you, if you're looking for a canine companion that will literally put his or her life on the line. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I had a temporary power outage here. We're back trying to wrap up this show. It's always fun being on radio. Live radio is always a challenge. When things go smooth, it's wonderful. When they don't, they don't. You all have a great week out there. I know the bumper music is going to start momentarily here to wrap up the show. If you're in a part of the country like I am where it's wintertime, stay warm. Make sure you do all the things you need to do to be safe and be warm in case your vehicle breaks down or the power goes out. And be sure you consider getting the training that will help you during a crisis. I know it may sound like a broken record. However, I know the consequences of entering a major crisis without proper training, without proper equipment. It can be disastrous. It can be life-threatening. So get your training now while you have this time. We may have a few weeks, a few months, possibly 2 to 3 years. Get the training while you can. Your EMT training, paramedic training, ham radio training, firearms training, backpack training, and so forth. Learn how to use a map and compass. That's it. We are out of time. The John Moore Show is up for another week. You all be safe out there, and God bless America.